At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In today's episode, we are honoring Carly Rae Jepsen with her long-deserved Queens episode. We discuss our first Carly memories, how losing Canadian Idol was the best thing to happen to her, how Justin Bieber blessed her, and how she created the album of our generation. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, I gotta say, we are not being sponsored to make it. Carly's not paying us. These are all of our opinions. We love her, actually, and you'll see why and how in today's episode. Though, Carly, if you want to give us like a little cut of your album sales, we wouldn't kill you. But that's all. We love her.
Good morning.
It's not morning.
Good afternoon.
It's not that either.
Good evening.
It's not.
Good day.
It's not. It's none of those
things.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I like that much.
How are you?
Great. I'm alive.
How alive are you?
Well, I'm like, you know that Sia song where she's like, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I'm still breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you are?
That's I'm still breathing.
Well, thank God.
I'm alive.
No parrots have gotten you yet.
No, apparently not. Okay. They have not.
You know who else hasn't been killed by a parrot?
I mean, probably like at least 100 people at this point.
At least 100
I think
people.
At least 100 people haven't been killed by a parrot.
The verdict's out. I don't know.
God, what is going to happen?
When what?
When a parrot kills someone this year.
I think we are going to be...
We're going to have the parrot exclusive interview.
They caught red-handed. That's what people are going to call it.
Red-feathered.
Parrots have red feathers.
Some of them do, I think.
The Iago.
You see how this like mic stand brings the mic right up to your mouth? Imagine the murderous parrot just perched on this pole.
Jesus Christ. Are you a poet?
So many alliterations
sometimes.
Of the piece.
Speaking of parrots on a pole, you know who my favorite parrot on a pole is?
And this is so...
Carly Rae Jepsen!
Accurate. Oh, yes. Classic parrot on a pole, Carly Rae Jepsen.
You know what I would say? She is the parrot on the pole.
I
think that's what the industry calls her.
I think that's what I just updated her Wikipedia page to say. Carly Rae Jepsen,
yeah.
The parrot on the pole.
No, it says Carly Rae Jepsen...
singer-songwriter.
Birth name, parrot on the pole.
Canadian singer-songwriter Carly Rae Jepsen, parentheses, parrot on a pole, has released 3 studio albums.
You know, my lowest of the lows back in the 90s when I was all cracked out. I was like, and sucking dick. I was going to say I was the parrot on the pole.
You just said you were sucking dick in the 90s.
I don't think I was, actually.
At most, you were 11 years old.
Listen.
No, in 1999, you were 10.
I was embodying a character.
Of what?
Of
a dick-sucking 10-year-old?
I gotta go.
Christ.
Parrot on the pole, Carly Rae Jepsen. Today, we're honoring her and all of her glory.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think so. It's
Queens?
Time for the Queens episode.
Episode of Carly Rae Jepsen?
She deserves it.
I mean...
A Queens episode is only given to somebody who has had a lifetime of success, something to look back on and chronicle, if you will, with the prestigious podcast.
Prestigious, if you will.
Sometimes.
I mean, in the past, I think we've done it when an album has, like, dropped. But you know what? Carly deserves this promo.
I mean, Emotion, okay, we'll get to it, but Emotion was the album of our generation. It changed the game for everyone.
I love that you've started saying that Emotion is the album of our generation instead of...
Born This Way. Well, Born This Way was the album of a lifetime.
Oh.
Of everybody's lifetime. We'll get to Born This Way.
Okay.
Maybe sometime.
Oh, my.
All right. But Emotion was really impactful on, I would say, the pop industry. And it was critically acclaimed and loved by all. And if you don't fucking know it, bitch, you fucking know it. Or
get it now.
The pole parrot will come for you.
And murder you?
And murder.
Murder your ass.
So yeah, we're going to honor Carly Rae Jepsen today. So let's start at the beginning, Cor.
Let's go back.
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
Did you know?
Do you know what that is?
Anastasia. Oh, no.
Hillary Duff.
You know, we're not honoring her today. Sorry, Hillary.
So what you're saying is she's not worth it.
I wouldn't say
she's not Fifth Harmony worth it.
She's not Fifth Harmony worth it.
So take me to Carly's roots.
Oh, my God. Well, I think
and
her
those
roots
boots,
are
Timmy.
A little bit of a dusty brown. Though this picture, she's got like a reddish hair. You can see the roots.
Are you saying that because she's 30?
Yes. She's old in the way you're old.
Well, I mean, we were both born the same year.
Were you?
Yeah.
What was it like?
In 1985.
To share the spotlight
with her. Weren't sucking dick.
Oh, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Speaking of losing some, her origin is losing American Idol, Canadian Idol.
Really?
Yeah, just like David Archuleta. She may not have come out on top at the start, but her career has blossomed since, clearly. She started on Canadian Idol, and this was back in 2007. She pursued her music career. It was the fifth season of Canadian Idol.
Oh, she got
third place. Now, who are some of your favorite third place finishes?
Salisha Mercado.
Yes, that was David Archuleta's season.
Jasmine Trias?
Unfamiliar.
Wow.
No offense to Jasmine.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. She was pretty great.
Anybody else?
Did Allison Irohita get third or fourth?
I think she got third. It was her, Adam Lambert, and Goki.
Didn't Goki get third?
No, because...
This is not the Danny Goki Queens edition.
Did Danny Goki beat Adam Lambert?
No, Lambert got second. It came down between Chris and Adam.
Oh, you're right. You're right. So, yes. So, Allison Irohita got fourth because all of her votes went to Adam Lambert.
Supposedly.
I remember thinking, although I'm sad about Allison Irohita, her votes will go to Adam. So, this is good in the long run. Anyway, back to Carly. Carly got third in Canadian Idol. And you know some of the songs she sang? I just looked up the songs she sang in each week. She sang some pretty iconic songs. I Try by Macy Gray.
What?
Put Your Records On, which I feel like
Corinne Bailey Ray
is an Idol classic. Everyone fucking sings that song. What else? Torn.
Natalie Imbruglia?
Yes.
She sang
a song called My Heart Belongs to Daddy. That was the top four, so maybe that was the beginning of the end for her.
I guess I don't.
Anytime you're fucking your daddy.
What? She's like White Flag by Dido, your
last
favorite.
Song, White Flag. You know, the Dido album really was a game changer.
I mean, we'll save it for the...
We'll do a Dido Queens edition.
Queens edition. I wonder if she has all of her old videos on YouTube. You know I always like fall into a
Kelly
Clarkson
hole. I would love
to find that. I at least want to see Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
I want to see her sing Come to My Window. She sang that top six. That would be pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. And
My Heart
I Got It Bad.
Daddy.
I Got It Bad. Is that that Usher song?
There is one, but no, that says it's two songs by Mel Torme.
I'm unfamiliar with any of those words.
So, I mean, I wonder how many votes she got.
Clearly not enough. She flopped. She left. She... failed.
Where is Brian Malo now?
Is that who beat her?
Yeah, sometimes.
So she died, or she didn't die. She left Canadian Idol.
What's your like first Carly memory?
My first Carly memory.
Where were you when you heard "Call Me Maybe"?
Well, Call Me Maybe came out when 2011. But she released her debut single in 2008, and she must have been flying under the radar. She must have had no traction whatsoever, because my first memory was 2011 with Call Me Maybe.
I mean,
Wasn't that yours?
Yeah, I mean, the album was called Tug of War. I mean, nobody really listened to it.
Well, she releases... Yeah. That was the 2008.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She has a track on that first album called Hotel Shampoos.
Oh, my God. What's your favorite Hotel Shampoo? I love it when it's like a mint.
I love a good, like, Aveda product.
Me too.
At a hotel.
I hate... You know what the least favorite is? When you... The shower is... There's, like, no little bottles of anything. It's just, like, those things where the dispenser...
I actually kind of like that.
I hate that because I feel like...
Anyone could have, like, poured bleach in it, is what I think.
See, you think bleach. I think everyone's putting their cum in it. That's every time I'm in a hotel, I'm like, they fucking put their bodily fluids in this.
That's what you think?
Yes. Not that that's like what I would do.
I'm sneezing a little
bit. I see that, honey. Does she need a tissue?
So, so you don't want Carly Rae Jepsen's hotel shampoos?
No, I don't. I wonder what that song's like.
Do you think anyone's ever put their hotel shampoo?
You know what? The next time we meet Carly Rae Jepsen, we should bring her hotel shampoos to show her how true of a fan we are.
And some sour candy.
Why? Is that another song title?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe we'll do some heavy lifting to get it there.
We'll
That's
lift
also
a bag
another
of heavy,
song title.
We'll have bags of heavy sh- or no,
you,
hotel shampoos and
you
sour candy.
Tell me
and do a little heavy
which
lifting.
Of these songs aren't actually Jesus. A track on her first
okay.
album.
I feel like a
you,
terrible Carly stan because I won't know any of these.
You tell me.
Oh, is that a song?
If you think we need to do some heavy lifting. Or maybe if I've got some sunshine on my shoulders.
Sunshine on my shoulder is her lead single. It's a John Denver cover.
And maybe I'm just trying to be a sweet talker. Or maybe I like some sour candy with my hotel shampoo.
Is sour candy
a
sponsored song? What's that? What were we watching yesterday?
By Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids sponsored
videos. We were watching
videos.
A Sour Patch Kids sponsored video. It was a very busy day.
We were very busy. Well, at least she's getting that... Sour Patch Kids sponsor.
Promo. So it's safe to say you haven't heard any songs off of her first album.
I guess I haven't.
Wow, what a true fan.
I guess I hate her.
I mean, I guess when we saw her in concert, I'm a little shocked that she didn't open with Money and the Ego and or Tug of War.
Yeah, well, I don't think she sang a single song from that album. Did she?
God, no.
Well, heaven help us. So moving on from the 2008 album, she came back with her 2011 album with the lead single Call Me Maybe. And I think that was when the world cared or gave a fuck. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, I mean, like another queen that I want to mention.
What? Who? Justin Bieber?
No. Like, Katy Perry. No one really knew, like, what her first album was.
Oh, my God. You know who did have a hit first album? Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Sorry.
Such a hit that she had to, like, re-release the same one.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
And, like,
both versions were number one.
Make it a fame monster.
Yes. Fuck off.
So where were you when you heard Call Me Maybe? And did you think, wow, I am witnessing pop perfection?
It must have been on Tumblr. I must have seen it on Tumblr.
Really?
Because that video of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and Ashley Tisdale lip-syncing to it.
God, they put Ashley Tisdale in that?
I know. No offense to Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah,
that was all offense
to Ashley Tisdale.
I don't really know much about Ashley Tisdale.
What are her fans called? Are they going to come Jizz-dales. For us?
Jizz Tales.
I think that's what you did in the hotel shampoo.
No, I think so the three of them made that. But do you think it was a marketing scheme?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It was no coincidence that they
it's
just
like,
all happened to be hanging out, knowing all the lyrics to an unknown song.
Justin wanted to help her. It's very much like Justin was trying to like launch her career.
Right.
Pretty much like when you film a video with Mamrie, Mamrie's trying to launch your career.
Right.
Because you're garbage.
Right, right. Well, they both came from humble Canadian beginnings.
Yeah.
So I think there's a little bit of...
From our neighbor to the north who doesn't really quite understand how bacon works.
America's top hat.
If you will.
Yeah. Or America's toupee.
I love it.
I like that, actually. So there they were making this lip sync video. And it is important to note, Justin's manager is Scooter Braun. Carly Rae Jepsen's manager is Scooter Braun. That definitely doesn't hurt to have that, I guess, connection. And when they put out that video, it went viral.
Do you think they ate sour candy while they were...
Oh, God. They should have. They should have had a sponsor for that video. Truly. Was that the original... Was that the... No, that was not the music video.
But that was what they put out first. And then, like, the song was catching on, so they got a budget and made a real video.
You know the reason why I know the real video?
Because of my power hours?
Because of your power hour.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a...
Quite the twist at the end of that video with the hot guy being gay.
Oh, wow.
Spoiler alert.
I guess I don't remember it happening. Because that wasn't part of your 30 seconds, or your minute of the music video.
I guess you're right.
Wow. Well, okay, so that song took off. Obviously because of that video, the lip sync video. Wait, was it back then included in the Billboard charting? Was that... Or was that too early? Because I think that changed with that one song.
Harlem Shake?
Harlem Shake.
It
I
did.
I think that was the week it changed, wasn't it?
I mean, originally, yeah, but I don't remember when Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake was not as early as 2012.
It could be. It's going to be right around then.
No
I
way,
mean, I,
Jose.
I can look if you
look,
want.
Look, yeah, look it up.
I can look.
Because that would obviously have a huge impact on her Billboard stats. The song itself, Call Me Maybe, went to number one on Billboard Hot 100. It was called the Song of the Summer by Billboard Magazine. It topped the charts in 18 countries. It was declared the best-selling single of 2012 worldwide.
Harlem Shake came after.
See, okay, so her streams of the song in other videos, besides the music video and everything like else, did not count toward her charting.
No, and I mean, it was the second most played song in the U.S. of 2012. And yeah, I mean,
and it was number one for 9 weeks.
Yeah,
which has just been joined by what? Rihanna.
Were.
And that's like a big deal, right? 9 weeks, number one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as big as 10, but
well, that's literally true. What's the longest anything has ever been number one?
Mariah
one
Carey, sweet day. And Boys to Men.
One Sweet Day.
Yeah, 16 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, Uptown Funk almost beat it, and by that I mean they got to 14 weeks.
That's so good.
I was glad it didn't. It was
well.
Very
I would say for a debut.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's huge for a debut.
Would you call that her debut, though, if she had had an album before?
Yes.
Her debut in America,
they give her that as, like, a debut single because it's, like, the first song that charted.
Wow.
So that's what they consider.
Nothing before charted?
Girl, what charted? Heavy Lifting or Sour Candy or Hotel Shampoos?
Drag her a bit. I don't know.
None of it.
Hotel Shampoos, number one on the indie alternative charts.
Well...
Oh, wait, no, I'm looking at the statistics. Nothing from her first album charted in the U.S., so barely anything in Canada. Wow, okay.
When her album finally came out, I mean, Call Me Maybe came out during the summer, and then that was when you and I were, like, touring Europe backpacking. I remember when the Kiss album actually came out.
I do not remember that.
Because I was trying to – I bought it on iTunes, and I was trying to download it at an airport because we had Wi-Fi. I remember, and then I
– Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How interesting. That is just like when I was in Thailand and I was trying to download Born This Way. Very vivid memories of it slowly downloading.
And I was just really...
That's your version of Kiss.
Yeah. What's the one about on that album about like a shoestring?
Oh, Tiny Little Bows?
No, 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 no. I mean, oh my God, what iconic songs that were on the Kiss album?
What? Tell me.
This Kiss, Tiny Little Bows, Call Me Maybe, Good Time with Owl City...
Oh, my God.
Turn Me Up is such a good song.
Tonight I'm Getting Over You should have been a single.
It was a single. It went number 90.
No.
Yeah.
Justice for Tonight I'm Getting Over You. If you haven't heard Tonight I'm Getting Over You, it's incredible.
It's a Max Martin song.
Right. I was going to say that. And by that, you know that it's going to be like at least a bop.
Yeah.
Bare minimum.
A baby bop.
But it was a baby bop. It was like, it should have been like a gay club anthem that year. It was so
And then they
good.
Put Nicki on it. You remember?
Wait. Oh, my God.
There's a Nicki Minaj version.
I forgot about that. That song was so good. Go listen to it. So from the album Kiss.
It's a good album.
It's an okay album. It's good. I would say it's solid. It's a standalone, fine debut in America album.
Okay, the Heart is a Muscle.
I did like The Heart is a Muscle. Plus, it's a little bit factual anatomy trivia.
It's like biology 101.
Yeah, truly. If you're going to listen to a couple songs from this album, Corey, what would your picks be?
I would say...
Wait, how does This Kiss go?
This kiss is something I can't
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
resist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I keep thinking of...
Your
this
lips
kiss,
are
this kiss.
Oh, God, by...
Untouchable.
That's like Faith Hill.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a good song.
I'm actually looking at the Kiss track list, and this
is... It's, like, kind of good.
Turn Me Up, I think, is one of my favorites.
I don't remember that one. Oh, Bonnie McKee wrote that.
Well, oh, my God. No wonder I love it.
How does it go?
I can't sing it right now.
I need at least a full 4 bars.
Measures?
Sure.
What's the difference between a bar and a measure?
Oh.
Is the heart a muscle?
Sometimes.
Listen to Turn Me Up. Listen to Tonight I'm Getting Over You. And listen to This Kiss.
Okay. I would say listen to Call Me Maybe, obviously.
Well, duh. Well, no one's going to suggest that because they've all heard it.
You've all heard Call Me Maybe. You've all heard Good Times. They're just good time, single time. I would say listen to Tiny Little Bows, Curiosity, and Tonight I'm Getting Over You.
I guess we're going to have to listen to this album on the ride
home. I was just thinking, like, I don't mind it. So that's a pretty good album. Pretty good debut. And where did it chart, that album? Number 6 on Billboard US. which is not bad. It's a pretty good debut.
Well, it could be better.
Well, yeah. Duh. There's five spots it could be better at. But I would say it's a good time featuring Owl City. So with that album, did she have any other singles from that? Nothing really took off after Call Me Maybe.
She made a video for This Kiss. She made a video for Tonight I'm Getting Over You. I just thought.
Did she?
Yeah, they were both in the Power Hours that
Tonight
year.
I'm Getting Over You had a music video in the Power Hour?
Yeah, it wasn't a great video.
What was the video?
It's like a lot of like slow, like, it's kind of like you're watching it. And, like, the camera starts, like, shaking, and it's, like, the... Like, how would you describe this?
Like a... like a slow descent toward death?
Yeah, I think. I didn't want to, like... I didn't want to say a seizure, but a little bit like that.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Rumbly.
Shaky.
Yeah. Shaky. Oh, that's the word, shaky.
I think that's it. God, I'd kill for a milkshake.
Oh, my God. Corey got a milkshake yesterday. I was so jealous.
I mean, it's pretty much... I mean, you could have gotten one, too.
You're right, but I didn't.
Wow. Just now looking. So, you know how my friend Jessica and I say, like, when a good movie or a good, like, album drops around your birthday, we call it, like, a gift from the, like, gods of music,
yes,
or that sort of thing? Just realized this Carly Rae Jepsen Emotion album came out the week of my mom's birthday last year. How fucking lucky is my mom?
That's a good gift. I'm not going to lie. Well,
my mom is so lucky.
We'll get to Emotion in half a second. The final thing I want to say about the Kiss album is I think this is the album where she started to take off in Japan. Did you know that Carly Rae Jepsen is like A-list superstar in Japan?
It reminds me of that song, Big in Japan.
Is that a Carly Rae Jepsen song from the EP, Kiss?
No, I remember like there was this like gay bar that you and I would go to in San Francisco, and they would play like a remix of this like Big in Japan song, because I think the song was originally out in the 80s. Anyway, that's a whole different story. I'll play that for you on the drive home too.
Thank God.
God, we're going to have to do a few blocks around the neighborhood to get through all the music we need to listen to.
Don't mind me. I will.
So, I mean, she is big in Japan going in. And not just because like, she's big in Japan.
What?
I lost all thought.
No, I'm just looking at the success of her music so far in this point of her career. She's had huge success in Canada and huge success in Japan, but nothing has really stuck besides the one single, Call Me Maybe, in the U.S. Thus, let's take it to Emotion, her most recent venture into album territory. It was released June 24th, 2015. I remember reading an interview leading up to the release of this where she had said that she wrote, I think, like, I could be completely incorrect about this, but, like, a couple hundred songs in preparation for this album that could be on the album.
God, I would murder to listen to those other 100 songs.
And obviously only, what, like, 10 or 12 made the cut. But I also think I remember an interview where she said that she was really inspired by Robin.
Iconic Robin?
Yes. When she was writing the album, she was saying that the song, what's her song? Somebody said, Dancing on My Own. She said Dancing on My Own was the perfect pop song to
her.
Oh my and
God.
That's what really inspired a lot of the writing on her album, because it was happy and sad and like a jam, but like made you feel things and blah, 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 all these things. And so that was what she was trying to be inspired by for this album. And when I think about how much I love Robin, that album,
this makes sense as to why Emotion is so
emotion
so iconic.
So she releases Emotion, and
first things first,
did it take off?
No. I mean, I just don't think I Really, Really Like You was the ideal lead single.
Is it called I Really, Really Like You
just
or
one.
I Really Like You?
Just one. But it's like, how many times does she say really in that song?
It felt to me,
It feels to me very separate from the rest of the album, if I'm being completely honest.
Totally.
I feel like it was like a try to redo Call Me Maybe,
yeah,
and I didn't want that. There was like, God, imagine like Run Away With Me as the lead single.
With the...
Yes.
Wow, I just hit that exact note. Wow.
You really did. You really did.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. I think the the fact that that was the debut single says a lot, not about what she wanted to do with her album, but a lot of what her label may have wanted to follow up with.
I agree.
Because the artist not always has, doesn't always have the say as to what's going to be the single or what's going to even be on the album sometimes. And I think when they heard I Really Like You, they thought they could replicate the virality of Call Me Maybe. And when she released I Really Like You, she had... Did Justin Bieber do another video?
I feel like they did. Like, they tried to... Why do I feel like they tried to do the, like, lip-syncing thing again?
I totally think they did. But Tom Hanks was in the official video. And I think it had, like, a moment. It was, like, a buzzy moment. Like, the comeback, the follow-up to Call Me Maybe. But this album, if you haven't heard it, it is nothing like Call Me Maybe. It is nothing like trying to replicate anything that she's done so far.
It's very, like, electric 80s pop perfection.
Mm. Yeah. When I look at the reviews of it, it is critically acclaimed by everyone. Entertainment Weekly gives it an A-. It was listed in Time Magazine's, like, best albums of the year. I think it was number 2 best album of the year on Time. Yeah, I'm looking at the list of the year-end list. It's NPR's 50 best albums of 2015, Pitchfork's best 50 of 2015, Billboard's best 25 of 2015. Everyone's listing it in their top albums. Yeah, Time Magazine's top 10 best albums of the year. Critically acclaimed. And it was one of those sleeper albums that came out, and it didn't necessarily have the biggest first week. Whereas last album, it debuted at number 6. This album debuted at... I think 16.
I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, it was all that single. It was just that single.
And it was one of those albums that kind of crept up over time once people got...
I wonder, though, because I still don't feel like... I mean, it made all those great end-of-the-year lists, and I don't feel like it made a lot of... still had, like, a lot of sales behind it. Maybe people are streaming it.
I think it's a stream album. I think it is. Though I did buy it, I will say.
I know you.
I have the physical.
You
copy.
Bought it and then like lost it and had a panic attack and then like refound it.
And then I found
a month
it.
Later.
What a story!
It's a great story.
I
As
really
if you couldn't go to Target and like spend another $12.
I went.
Did it have any Target
that.
Exclusive songs? Actually, it did.
Well, okay.
I think because she played one at the concert, and
it's
I was
got
like,
two Target bonus tracks.
And I was like, I haven't heard this.
Never Get to Hold You, and Love Again.
Well. She played one of them at the concert. Did you enjoy when we saw her in concert?
Oh, my God. I will say, one of the most fun concert experiences. God. Like, I think about my favorite concerts. It's when everyone in the crowd is, like, going apeshit and knows every lyric. And that was one of those concerts. We went in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was Gays for Days.
Oh, God. Some of those gays were awful.
Although, some of those gays were, like,
I just want... Out. I mean, it was a very...
Some of those gays were cracked out, 90s dick sucking... gays. Not me. That was their problem.
It was like, when did the crack come back?
Oh, honey.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
It was a very small venue. It was like very chill, cool, dancey, singy. I just wish every concert was like small venue like that.
How did you feel about her hair that night?
I mean, it's like she can have her
shaggy
hair.
Queen.
It was very like choppy queen.
Yeah. It's I imagine big, oversized...
It worked.
Metal
I mean, her
scissors.
Very Edward Scissorhands gave her a haircut.
Yeah.
I just wish if I were like an artist, and I know the money making is in the like big old fucking Staples Center,
whatever.
But like, how nice would it be to just always be able to go see your favorite artist at like a venue that small?
Oh my God,
are the types of venues I've seen Sarah Bareilles play in, and it's just always incredible.
It was perfect. It was intimate. When I think about the difference between that concert. And going and seeing something at Staples Center, when we saw the Lady Gaga concert at Staples Center.
Yeah.
It felt kind of like, yeah, we were there. But unless you're, like, right up at the front, you don't feel like it's a big, like, one room experience.
I feel like you kind of get taken out of the experience.
Yeah.
And it's very much, there's, like, a lot, too many other, like, factors and, like, distractions and shit.
Right.
Too much other.
Like, the fact that I can get up and just go get a beer. And, like, come back and kind of feel, like, casual about it.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily like that about the big concert experiences. But with this Carly Rae Jepsen experience, like, I'm like, I don't want to lose my spot. Like, no, that's how small
it was.
That
good
was.
Old crowd.
And I think about the difference between that type of performance and, like, what One Direction would do, where it was, like, these huge arenas where it doesn't feel intimate at all. And for the performer, I have to imagine it's more fulfilling to do what Carly was doing.
I would think so.
Because just... you actually feel like you can see these people singing along, whereas the One Direction, like, how big that is, like 50,000 people.
It's, like, probably, like, a cool moment.
It doesn't even feel...
You can't even see anybody until they put their lighters in the sky.
Right.
Stimuli is the word I was trying to think of. Too much stimuli.
Oh, 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Were there any moments when we put lighters in the sky? Do people even do that anymore?
No, now the kids all, like, get out their, like...
phones.
Nano pets and hold them up and let the glow.
Tamagotchis and put it on shine.
And they put it on bright. We had you holding up your cat game at the Carly
Rae Jepsen. Oh my God, I would. I would. I have a cat named after her.
You did not.
No, I don't.
What a waste. I would have.
Let's talk a little bit about the tracks themselves.
I'm into it.
Not her hair tracks, but the tracks in the album.
Can we talk first about, like, emotion being spaced out?
How you feel about those
dot,
dots?
Mo dot. Shun.
A little brave.
It's daring. It's like, at least she didn't make her whole album title in all caps or all lowercase for each track.
Well, who are you dragging?
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Same one I used to, like, drag Pink for, like, putting you instead of you.
Pink's not the only one.
We are who we are.
Kelly Clarkson does it too.
Since you've been gone. Well, I would have been okay with her calling it SUBG.
I know.
What a great song.
I don't necessarily love the dots in between emotion, but I do love that album cover. How do you feel about it? I love it. I think it's iconic.
Don't love that sweater.
That's the only thing you have, that's there that you can have an opinion on. So I guess you hate it.
It just seems very, like, dark and edgy, and that sweater seems very, like...
Maybe that's what she is. Dark and edgy.
Mixed with, like, a big comfy sweater.
Yum. Delicioso. Well,
no. No bueno. You want to, like, name your, like, fave songs?
Right. Well, let's talk through it. So, Run Away With Me, it was not the lead single, but it was a single. It was, I think.
Should have been so great.
What were the other singles?
She's a really...
Was All That a single? Because she performed it on SNL.
She sang All That?
I know. I literally was thinking, what are you up to right now?
No, I mean, the only singles were I Really Like You and, I mean, I think Run Away With Me and Your Type, even though neither
Your Type was a single in Europe, apparently.
Neither of them even got, like, played on the radio.
Well, the current single is Boy Problems, which I don't know if I agree with. I don't hate it, but my favorite songs in the album and your favorite songs in the album. Tell me what you love.
God. Run Away With Me, Your Type. Boy Problems.
Oh, Making the Most of the Night.
Making the Most of the Night.
L.A. Hallucinations, I'm okay with. How do you feel about the... there's a lyric in L.A. Hallucinations that I think has been...
Debated.
It has been the subject of controversy.
Yeah.
Where she calls out the industry in L.A., perhaps. She says, BuzzFeed buzzards and TMZ crows. What can I say that you don't already know?
And when it's my least favorite lyric.
Are you kidding?
Song.
I kind of love
it. Like,
I just imagine all these BuzzFeed employees that the day this album came out squawking,
taking offense. Were they all upset?
And when we were at the LA show, all the people that were there were all these BuzzFeed employee gays.
You don't know that.
Oh, honey, I saw at least seven that I know.
You were on Grindr at the Carly Rae Jepsen concert?
It was not even Grindr at that point. It was just an explosion. It was an L.A. hallucination. I had boy problems,
my
okay?
My official response.
I was making the most of the night. So,
girl, you're all that.
I was giving them my warm blood.
Were you like, give me love? No. Or were you like, give me that warm blood?
I was like, run away with me.
Were you like, when I needed you?
I was messaging everyone and just saying, I really like you. I was messaging everyone and being like, come test out my hotel shampoo.
You're like, I've got sour candy.
I got
Call
sour
me
candy
maybe.
In my van.
Let me give you tiny bows.
Anyway, so.
Curiosity.
Calm down.
Killed the cat.
The one song I don't like on the album.
Oh, there's one?
Yeah, what's the slow one? All That. I think. It's the only song I push next. This album,
I can't
to me. is
would
very...
you listen to this album on the next bus?
Oh, what? Yes.
It's like, why no?
Well, if I were on the next bus, it would be a gay episode, and then I would play this, and then I would kind of be able to weed out.
Talk about boy problems.
Oh, my God. Buzzfeed buzzers. This album really reminds me of Slumber Party Tour.
Yeah.
To me, it was when we were really getting into it, it was during our Slumber Party Tour.
I mean, I think this was the one good thing we took away from that tour.
Wow.
Kidding.
She hated the one.
Kidding.
What was the song we would always sing backstage?
I think.
It's your
type. Your type. It's your type.
I know, I'm not in love with you.
Girl, I got those dad libs.
Oh,
dad lib is when you're like singing a song and you like add your own little part because like. It's like a dad singing in a car, like thinking he's cool.
Yeah.
Dad libs.
Well, your type is the song for that. And
hashtag dad libs with your favorite song.
Send
to
us
like,
a video. Oh my God. Send us videos of you dad libbing.
Like dad libbing on a song. It's like when you add a run. Or
yeah,
like
it's like a Mariah Carey move.
Yeah. You just like, make it your own. You make the most of the night.
Yeah.
I love it.
Send us your dad lib videos. Wait, I want to see who's brave enough.
Brave.
Yeah.
Brave, beautiful, bold.
I want to see you be brave.
Oh, yeah, that's where you should have went.
Yeah. So if you haven't picked up this album, I am going to say get it today. If there's one thing that you should be enjoying, if you need new music, because sometimes, don't you ever get in a vibe where you're like, fuck, everything that I'm listening to right now on Spotify, I've listened to so much.
Yeah.
Like, when is somebody going to release something? If you slept on emotion, this is the album you need.
I agree.
This is not a sponsor.
We're coming up on
podcast.
The 1 year anniversary of the album.
When we met her, I was so disgusting. Like, I literally was like, emotion changed my life. It was
so good.
That's
like always what you say to people.
But I'm not even lying. Like, I said the same thing to Jordan
Sparks. Tell me, how did it change your life? I don't think we have time for
that. It gave me anthems. It gave me moments. It put words to the things that I was feeling.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, bitch. Try me.
I guess it changed.
It's just like Jordan Sparks' No Parade.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of Jordan Sparks
looking at Pokemon?
Showing her Pokemon collection.
You know, I like saw the video, but I didn't open it because I don't know anything about Pokemon. Just like you don't know anything about tough titties.
Was that this episode that you talked about tough titties?
No.
Okay, great. You guys, if you want to get the album, get it. Listen to it on Spotify and then buy it at Target. There's two bonus tracks.
If you want to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, do that as well. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, do that as well. If you want to go rate it on iTunes, do that as well.
Oh, I want to know their favorite songs from the album.
Yeah.
I want to know your top three. So with the hashtag...
We were trying to get them to hashtag dadlibs.
Sure.
But I mean... You can just tweet at us and tell us your favorite Carly Rae Jepsen song.
How about Buy Emotion on iTunes?
Yeah.
Hashtag Buy Emotion on
iTunes.
There we go. Or Justice for Emotion?
Both.
Yeah,
because it's going to be
just
a short tweet.
Just fucking tweet us whatever the fuck.
It's going to be a short tweet. All you have to really do is give us the song title. But yeah, hashtag Justice for Emotion for the word or for the number?
I would say the number.
Okay, yeah. Justice for Emotion.
It's very pink.
And hashtag Buy Emotion on iTunes.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
Got it. I love it.
Let us know what you love and give this podcast some love. Subscribe to it, whatever the fuck. And we love you and good luck with your life. If you're Carly Rae Jepsen, hey, what's up?
Hi, love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Later.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.